top stories on Blitz this hour. Liverpool crash out of the Champions League. Sundowns claim maximum points against Stellenbosch. All the action from the Paris-Nice individual time trial. Excitement mounts ahead of the Players' Championship. And Verstappen determined to provide a greater challenge. Liverpool welcomed Atletico Madrid to Anfield for the second leg of their Champions League round of 16 clash, with the visitors taking a vital 1-0 lead into the game. The Spanish side made their intentions clear early on as João Félix's pinpoint pass opened up Diego Costa, but his shot was just wide of the mark. Liverpool went into all-attack mode as Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain's shot was well saved by Jan Oblak, while Roberto Firmino's touch from close range drew a reaction save from the keeper. Jorginho Wijnaldum, however, found the vital goal for the defending champions before the break as his powerful header bounced into the corner. Liverpool continued their onslaught after the break as Mohamed Salah and Oxlade-Chamberlain forced Oblak into saves. A rare Atletico attack saw João Félix shot spilled by Adrian in goal, but the keeper recovered to gather the ball in the nick of time. It was all Liverpool after that as Andrew Robertson's header hit the crossbar before Trent Alexander-Arnold launched a shot from range that forced Oblak into another world-class save. Atletico thought they had snatched a dramatic win with the last play of normal time, but Sol's header was ruled out because of an offside flag, taking the game to extra time. Firmino finally found a way past Oblak as he nudged his own rebound into an open net, but the drama continued as Marcos Llorente took advantage of a hacked clearance by Adrian in goal to score the vital away goal before bagging his brace to silence Anfield not long after.
Chance for Llorente, scored again! Same player! And Atletico Madrid are surely uncatchable now!
Alvaro Morata added a third for the visitors in time added on after a quick breakaway, as Atletico claimed a famous 3-2 win at Anfield on the night and with a 4-2 aggregate ended the defending champions' run in the Champions League. An empty Parc des Princes in Paris awaited Borussia Dortmund as they took a 2-1 lead into their Champions League round of 16 second leg clash against Paris Saint-Germain, well aware that they have never failed to progress to the next round of the competition after winning a first leg encounter. The home side enjoyed a better part of possession and attacking intent though, and should have been a goal to the good, but Edison Cavani's effort shaved the upright after Roman Bürki got a foot to his shot. Neymar though didn't squander his chance as his header minutes later from point blank range levelled the tie. PSG took full control of the contest as a dangerous cross found Juan Bernat, who managed enough contact on the ball to wipe out the deficit for the home side heading into the break. PSG nearly had a third, but Angel Di Maria's curling free kick near the hour mark brought out the best in Bürki as he kept Dortmund in the contest. The German side went in search of the goal that would force extra time, but the PSG defence stood firm. A scuffle near full-time, though, resulted in Emre Can being handed his marching orders. The two first-half goals eventually proved to be enough for PSG as they overturned the deficit and progressed to the quarter-final stage of the Champions League. Liverpool stunned at Anfield as Atletico Madrid put three past their defence to progress to the quarterfinals, while Paris also had to fight back against Dortmund to overturn the aggregate to book their spot in the next round. Champions League action continues on your World of Champions, with Manchester City hosting Real Madrid and Barcelona welcoming Napoli. Mamelodi Sundowns were looking for a fourth consecutive victory in the league when they travelled to the Athlone Stadium to face Stellenbosch. A win for Sundowns would also move them to within reach of log leaders Kaizer Chiefs. The Brazilians took the lead early in the game following a defensive blunder, which allowed Temba Zwane to simply nudge the ball past the keeper. The home team nearly had an equaliser, but Mohamed Dahoud's header from a corner went agonisingly wide. Zwane could have doubled the lead after the half-hour mark, but his touch from an overhead cross failed to trouble Lee Langefeldt. Ovidi Karuru was left unmarked not long after, but his header sailed over the bar before the home side squandered another chance moments later. Stellenbosch came out firing in the second half, but failed to add the finishing touch as De Goede missed a golden opportunity from point-blank range, while Karuru blasted his effort wide and into the stands. Dennis Onyango nearly added his name to the score sheet after he failed to hold on to a long throw, but a clearance off the line and the offside flag kept the score unchanged. Onyango was called into action again in the dying seconds, producing a brilliant save to ensure the visitors a vital 3 points in the race for the APSA Premiership title. Sundowns adding 3 more points to the chase as they move to within 4 points of log leaders Kaizer Chiefs. Mosimane's men also have a game in hand. 2 points separate third from sixth on the log, as all but Pirates recorded wins in their last outings. 4 consecutive defeats keep Black Leopards rooted to the bottom of the log, while AmaZulu, Polokwane City and Baroka, all on 23 points, are still in danger, with only goal difference separating them. APSA Premiership action returns after the Cup quarterfinals with mouth-watering clashes as Mamelodi Sundowns take on Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs take aim at Bidvest Wits. You can follow the action live on your World of Champions.
The quest for spots in the Nedbank Cup semi-finals kicks off when Real Kings host Bidvest Wits. You can catch all the action live on SuperSport.
Marcus Rashford against Paolo Gazzaniga. And Manchester United lead again. No way, Jose. Mourinho's first trip back to Old Trafford, but it's his old club and not his new who take the points.
The United squad are in Europa League action. Before then, no Marcus Rashford to secure a win in the round of 16 against LASK in Austria, so it could fall on new boy Odion Ighalo to grab the all-important goals, as we found out when we caught up with the Nigerian striker earlier this week. He is loving life.
Fernandes, who orchestrates another set piece and flicks it for Martial! Who squeezed it through Ederson and established a United lead on Derby Day! But his clearance is hurried. Back by McTominay! Red letter day!
Before the game, we know it's going to be tough. We're playing against a good side, but we are United. And we're capable of winning any team if we play to our standard, if we play very well, which we did the other day. You can see everybody was buzzing from the first minute. We know we don't afford to give a slip up. Everybody, from the first minute to the last minute, everybody give everything they have, even those that came from the bench, to give their best, you know. This is the United. You see, we've gone like 10 games unbeaten now, and this is what the United of the past has been doing, and I think we can achieve that feat. We can keep doing, we keep playing together, stick, have that belief again, the never die spirit in United. I think we have what it takes to do very great things in future.
Those noisy neighbours are quiet this time round. United do the cherished double.
You see the stadium was buzzing at it, so I was like, is this really happening? I'm winning my first derby with this team. I see the stadium going crazy. So I'm more even happier, because even somebody told me that, look, you are happier than the person that scored the goal. I said, I don't care. You don't even know what is going on in my head or in my mind. You will never understand. Only me understand what was going on. So I was very happy that day, and I celebrate the team for the performance we did greatly that day.
They have signed Ighalo! Sir, they have signed Ighalo in Manchester United! My brother! They have signed Ighalo!
It still feels like a dream sometimes, you know. Sometimes when I finish the training, I go home, I got message from everywhere and all that. It's still like, I don't want to get carried away with too much emotion so that I can be able to concentrate and train well and play well, you know. And seeing Manchester United outside supporting the club is different thing, but me being inside playing for Manchester United, and I know I'm playing for the biggest club in the world, it's a huge club, and I'm happy I'm here, and this moment is what is going to be in my head all the days of my life. It's great, everybody's happy, you know. You know, when the team is doing well, it's winning, the atmosphere is it's calm and everybody's happy, everybody's smiling in the dressing room, and winning a derby again, like beating a team three times in one season is great. So everybody's buzzing, but we are not getting carried away, you know, because we still have great attacks ahead, you know. Now we are focused on the game on Thursday, which is going to be another tough and difficult one. Every game from now until the end of the season is going to be difficult, it's going to be tough, but I think we are capable of doing great to finish the season.
Match day 30 in the Premier League awaits as Manchester City are at home to Burnley. Chelsea make the trip to Aston Villa, while the highlight of the weekend's action is Tottenham up against Manchester United.
Jose Castro joined Sevilla in Spain as chairman 2 decades ago, during a time the club was drowning in debt while just surviving in the second division of the Spanish league. His arrival, together with sporting director Monchi at the time, signalled a new era for the club though, and since then the two have taken Sevilla up to third on the La Liga log, while also guiding the club to 5 Europa League titles since 2007. The club's finances also increased dramatically, from €18 million budget in 2000 to a mammoth €212 million entity in 2020. The giants of football such as Sergio Ramos, Dani Alves and Ivan Rakitic also added to the club's success during the early part of their career.
People wonder how Sevilla managed to buy players cheaply, get extraordinary performances from them and then sell them at a high price. That may have seemed like an easy thing to do for other clubs, but it wasn't. Although currently many clubs do it, there's no doubt we're now working on many different aspects that other clubs have yet to work out. But by the time they do, we will have made them profitable already, and they will copy us once again.
Real Madrid and Eibar kickstart match day 28 of La Liga, while Barcelona will be out to maintain their advantage at the top of the log as they take on Mallorca. Athletic Bilbao are at home to Atletico Madrid.
Stage 4's time trial in the 2020 Pyrenees looked to be the first time the general classification would develop, after the opening days in the crosswinds had kept the race widely unpredictable. The 15.1-kilometer course around Saint-Armand-Montrond featured 2 short but noteworthy climbs in the technical and winding opening 10 kilometers before a fast closing section to the line. Søren Krogh Andersen caught all the time trial favorites off guard to take the stage. The Danish Sunweb rider stormed his way around the second half of the course to beat everyone to stage honours. Max Schachmann fired around the testing and technical course with enough power, finishing second on the day, and extend his general classification lead by a considerable margin over the race favourites, with the mountain stages fast approaching. The long and hilly stage 5 of the Pyrenees might see a very reduced peloton by the finish, and you can follow all the action and drama as it unfolds live on your World of Champions.